60s on Monday night. All right, stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program will be celebrating the life, the artistry of the American singer, Aretha Franklin. Queen of Soul, Aretha Louise Franklin, was born on March the 25th in 1942. She passed away on August the 16th in 2018. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. She was born in Memphis, Tennessee, but she was raised in Detroit. And a voice like that. She began singing as a child. She was singing in the gospel choir where her father was a pastor at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. So she grew up singing in the choir, but when she was only 18 years old, she signed her first recording deal with Columbia Records. But it wasn't until 1966 when she signed a recording deal with Atlantic Records that she became the commercial success and the recognized performer that we all know and love. In 1966, when she signed with Atlantic Records, that began a string of hits: Respect, Chain of Fools, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, I Say a Little Prayer. All of these songs were such a big part of the culture in the 60s. And by the end of that decade, Aretha Franklin became known as the Queen of Soul. What an incredible career. So let's start our show with two songs that she released on the Atlantic record label in 1967. Now, the thing about Aretha Franklin that I never knew until I saw a couple of YouTube videos is that not only was she a remarkable singer, but she also played the piano. And most of the songs that she recorded were not written by her, but one of the very early hits, Chain of Fools, and Dr. Feelgood, Aretha Franklin wrote those songs, Aretha Franklin and Ted White. And she's playing the piano on these songs. So let's listen. From 1967, Aretha Franklin, first we'll hear Chain of Fools, and then we'll hear Dr. Feelgood, Love is Serious Business. Aretha.
Chain, chain, chain,
chain, chain, chain.
Oh, in me, no doctor. Filling me up with all of those pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood. And oh, yeah, that man takes care of all of my pains and my ills. His name is Dr. Feelgood in the morning. And taking care of business is really this man's game.
That's the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, from 1967, Dr. Feel Good. Love is serious business. And Chain of Fools, and she's playing the piano on those songs. She recorded 112 singles. She released 112 singles during her career, including 77 Billboard Hot 100 entries, 17 top 10 singles, 100 R&B singles, and 20 number one R&B singles. Aretha Franklin is the most charted female artist in history on the Billboard charts. Aretha Franklin won 18 Grammy Awards, including the first 8 awards given for the best female R&B vocal performance from 1968 through 1975. During her lifetime, she sold more than 75 million records worldwide. Aretha Franklin. So, you know, she was with Atlantic, and then she changed labels in 1979. She signed with Arista. And about that time, she also started to appear in movies. Perhaps you remember seeing her in The Blues Brothers. That was in 1980. A lot of singers and musicians were influenced by Aretha, and a lot of people recorded duets, or she recorded duets with a lot of people. So there's a couple of really interesting duets from 1989 that I wanted to play for you. The first one is called Gimme Your Love, and it's Aretha Franklin with James Brown. And that same year, she released an album called Through the Storm, and that's Aretha's album, but she had a guest on that album, Elton John. So let's listen from 1989, two duets, Aretha Franklin and James Brown, Gimme Your Love.
Yeah. brother.
Aretha Franklin and Elton John from 1989, Through the Storm. Right before that, Aretha Franklin and James Brown, Gimme Your Love. Yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're celebrating the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. So Aretha recorded 39 albums during her lifetime. Her very last studio recording was also released on Arista. Her boss at Arista is Clive Davis. And Clive Davis produced her final album, Aretha Franklin Sings the Great Diva Classics. And she said that Clive Davis picked out most of the songs on the album. And it's an incredible recording. We're about to hear one. But the tracks on this final Aretha album, At Last by Etta James, The Midnight Train to Georgia, originally performed by Sissy Houston, I Will Survive. She records People from, you know, the one that Barbara Streisand sang. She records I'm Every Woman that was originally sung by Chaka Khan. You Keep Me Hanging On from the Supremes. Do you remember Sinead, Nothing Compares to You? Aretha sings all these songs on her final recording. She's 72 years old when she records this final album. And like I said, Clive Davis produced the album, and here's what he had to say. Quote Clive Davis, she's on fire and vocally in absolutely peak form. What a thrill to see this peerless artist still showing the way, still sending shivers up your spine, still demonstrating that all contemporary music needs right now is the voice. What a voice. On that album, Aretha Franklin sings the great diva classics. She sings Adele's song, Rolling in the Deep. Aretha Franklin.
There's a fire burning in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out of the dark. Finally, I can see it crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I will leave with every part of you. And it's bringing me out of the dark. The scars I'm gonna love remind me of us. It keeps me thinking we almost had it all. The scars of your love keeps me breathless. I can't help thinking we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep. You had my heart inside.
Aretha Franklin sings the great diva classics. That's Adele's Roll It in the Deep. That was Aretha's final studio recording in 2014, but that's not the last time she sang for us. The Kennedy Center honored Carole King, the songwriter who had written The Natural Woman, in 2015. And Aretha sings Natural Woman at the Kennedy Center program honoring Carole King in 2015. And President Obama is there, and he was crying. And here's what Obama had to say. Quote, "American history wells up when Aretha sings A Natural Woman. Nobody embodies more fully the connection between the African-American spiritual, the blues, R&B, rock and roll, the way that hardship and sorrow were transformed into something full of beauty and vitality and hope. Aretha Franklin."
Aretha Franklin.
Looking out on the morning rain,
Aretha Franklin live at the Kennedy Center Honors from 2015 when they were honoring Carole King, who is the songwriter for You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Wow. Aretha's final performance was at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City with Elton John at the 25th anniversary gala for the AIDS Foundation. Her last final performance was November the 7th in 2017. Aretha's funeral was held in Detroit. And it was broadcast. And Stevie Wonder did an amazing performance. He plays the Lord's Prayer totally on the harmonica. He delivers a eulogy. And Stevie says that without God's goodness, we will have never known a queen like this. We will have never known the joy she gave to us. The greatest gift that has been given in life itself is love. We can talk about all the things that are wrong, and there are many, but the only thing that can deliver us is love. So I wanted to play Stevie Wonder's performance at Aretha Franklin's funeral. So this is courtesy of Rolling Stone. This is Stevie Wonder.
Thank you. giving all praise to God.
They're not going to.
Well, the truth is, were not God's goodness, greatness, we would have never known the Queen of Songs. We would have never known the joy that she brought to us. We've never known someone who could express in song the pain that we felt. And yes, the reason that we are here today is because of love. Because of how much we love this woman. The blessing from God was given to us. As we talk about all the things that those have talked about today, please remember the greatest gift that we have been given in life itself is love. Yes, we can talk about all the things that are wrong, and there are many. But the only thing that can deliver us is love. Yes, so what needs to happen today, not only in this nation, but throughout the world, is that we need to make love great again. Because black lives do matter. Because all lives do matter. And if we love God, then we know, truly, it is our love that will make all things better. When we make love great again. That is what Aretha said throughout her life. Through the pain, she gave us the joy and said, let's make love great again. I never imagined that when I wrote this song at the age of 15, Aretha Franklin would be singing Till You Come Back to Me. But she did. And better than I could have ever. And I thanked her every time we talked about that, and we talked about doing another song together on the next album we're going to do. But you know what? I look forward to that time, if I'm so blessed, to be with her again, to write the song that God wants me to write that will be the best ever. Until then, I want everyone to join me. And I want to sing a song to Aretha that I know we all feel. And I know we all want to express. So that's what I want us to do now. Amen. Thank you. So everyone join me. I appreciate it. If you don't, I'll see you later.
Sure that I
with the Most High. God bless you. Amen.
Stevie Wonder performing and eulogizing at Aretha Franklin's funeral in Detroit at the Greater Grace Temple. Aretha's funeral was Friday, August the 31st, on 2018. There was hundreds of people in attendance, and all across the country, people have been expressing their appreciation for Aretha Franklin. At her funeral, there was performances by Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Chaka Khan, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton was there, Clive Davis, Smokey Robinson. They all had eulogies for Aretha. The mayor of Detroit announced that the waterfront venue in the Motor City would be named Aretha Franklin Park. Cicely Tyson spoke. Governor Rick Snyder spoke, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and the former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Hundreds of fans gathered at her public viewing. So, Aretha, March 25th, 1942 through August 16th, 2018. She started singing in a gospel choir where her father was preaching. So I thought it would be fitting to end with a duet that Aretha Franklin sings with Mavis Staples. She released a gospel album in 1987 called One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. And we're going to hear a duet with Aretha and Mavis Staples. Mavis Staples was a friend of the family's during the time that she was growing up. This song is called Packing Up, Getting Ready to Go, Aretha Franklin.
We're on our way to the New Jerusalem. I am on my way to the New Jerusalem, where the sun never goes down. Every day I'm making preparations, Lord.
Got to leave here. One day.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock, and it's currently 75 degrees. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're your community radio station. We're Radio Catskill. The forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, going down to the lower 60s. And tomorrow is mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. A chance of rain tomorrow is at 40%. The clouds stay around through tomorrow night with a chance of showers again at 40%. And Monday is Labor Day, a great holiday. It'll be mostly sunny, but there is a 40% chance of rain on Monday. And the clouds stay through Monday night, going down to the upper 60s. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming right up. But first, a couple of local events in our area. The West Courtright Center in East Meredith, New York, is hosting its annual West Courtright Fair tomorrow, September the 2nd, from noon to 6 p.m., featuring live music, a rummage sale, and local artisans. Details at westkc.org. The Roxbury Arts Group in the town of Roxbury is hosting a Labor Day event tomorrow, Sunday, September the 2nd, at the Kirkside Park, featuring vintage baseball, live music straight from the heart of New Orleans, and a community potluck. Details are available at roxburyartsgroup.org. The Delaware Valley Opera is presenting an opera gala and cabaret this evening at 7 p.m. at the Western Hotel in Callicoon. You can find out